morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. It's Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I'm Stacy Ann, glad to be along with you on this Monday morning. How you doing? You know, that question is pretty important today. We've got a lot going on all around us. This Marion County, Salem, Oregon, as we continue to weather the storm of the uncertainty, we want to be your reliable news talk radio, KSLM.news online. You can find us at Facebook at KSLM Radio. We are news you can use here to encourage you, educate, engage, empower. And we really are talking with you and not at you. And with that, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to talk to us this morning, our studio line is 503-589-1220. Our weather for today is going to be a little bit cooler. In fact, showers throughout today expected. High temperature about 50 degrees, overnight low 41. And if you have a community outreach event going on to help in this season that we're in, we'd love to partner with you in letting people know about that. Send me an email at stacy@kslm.news. Taking a look at the headlines across Marion County, Salem, Oregon, and across our state, there's lots of closures. Of course, we know schools closed until April 28th. Our state parks now are closed, including a strong recommendation not even to go to the beach. Our restaurants are closed for dine-in. Many of our local Salem area restaurants are moving to take-out or pick-up. In fact, kudos going out to the Salem Chamber of Commerce, who's put together an extensive list. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this. Salem Eats, there's a spreadsheet that has a lot of the restaurants that are doing takeout or delivery. DMV has also, they've made restrictions on driver's license requirements, getting your driver's license, getting new vehicles registered. They've loosened those restrictions. That's kind of nice. And the governor has been talking about loosening up the requirements for those that are troubled with rent and eviction. And one thing federally to be in mind of is that our taxes now, they've extended that, the tax deadline for payment and even filing for July 15th. So those are things that are pretty important in my mind. Hopefully they're just as important to you. Websites that we want to share with you that we've been monitoring, that you want to get the information directly to your ears, directly from either online or through on your phone or on the website, is Oregon.gov. Go to Oregon Health Authority, MarionHealth.org. Of course, the federal website is coronavirus.gov. United Way here is doing all kinds of things to help the homebound and the food insecure. Their website is UnitedWayMWV.org. Their phone number is 503-363-1651. And 211, if you are home and you're needing resources, you're not sure, maybe you're starting to see some symptoms, 211 now has a designated line 6. You push the number 6 when you call 211, and they'll help you through that and get you the information based on your zip code. So you're listening to KSLM News. I'm here in the studio with Don Wyant. So glad to have you along.
So close,
Wyant. I'll get this one day or another.
I know. You were totally flawless and smooth until I
got to that point. I'm just so thankful that you're spending the time with me this morning. There's so much, Dawn, even through the weekend. You know, there's we're in a season where there's just a lot of unknown. And you and I, you know, we have this we have this same common bond in that we have a faith, we have a worldview strong in our faith, and even in times I've listened to my children, and they're now having children. I've listened to my parents. I've listened to all generations, just very concerned about the day to day and what does the unknown and what does this look like. And I'm curious about with you and your family, how are you all staying hope filled during this uncertain time?
Well, what I try to do is the same thing I would do during the not hard times, is to tell them look for opportunities. Mm-hmm. Because we know we have that thing that Rahm Emanuel said, don't waste a good crisis. Well, right. I look at it as a positive. Mm-hmm. And if you're staying at home, you're stuck at home, and everybody is going to be, I guess, after today in some way or another. What can you do around your house? Look at the resources around you. What creative thing can you do? What have you always wanted to do? Have you wanted to write a book? Have you wanted to build an addition on the back of your garage? Have you not had time to give your dog a bath? Whatever it is, there's a dream and a hope that God has put inside you. And mm-hmm. now I'm not being a preacher or anything like that. I'm just saying you've got more to you than you understand.
Right.
And so dig down, pray about it. Find out what it is that you're supposed to do. And fortunes are made. If you're into the whole money thing, fortunes are made right now because mm-hmm. there's opportunities out there.
I heard an interesting commentary over the weekend, too, about that, this whole us and them mentality that's developing in the national news and maybe stopping some of the resources getting to the people. It's like somehow the big corporations are going to try to manipulate the little guy through this, when I really see it as not that at all. I see it as opportunity to do greater work, a greater work. I see corporations, I see businesses here in town doing things that they've never done before, including creating a hand sanitizer. Can you tell me a little bit about the hand sanitizer innovative thing that the project that we're working on?
I thought I might go there, yeah. Uh-huh. We're actually doing a lot of different things, sourcing masks ourselves, and so that we can get them to people here for a reasonable price. And we have a company called Pro Bioscience. It's pro-bioscience.com. And the primary function of the company is to create CBD products. Mm-hmm. In addition to tinctures and pills, for example, I have back pain a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I take the 100 milligram pills, and I go through my day as though I'm actually normal and not, and it doesn't make you high or anything. It just makes you feel like you're normal. Mm-hmm. So that's really important to me. But in addition, we've decided that we can help the needs of the community. We've, like everybody, have tried to go to Dollar Tree or something mm-hmm. and find a hand sanitizer or any place else. And so we decided we're going to create our own. And so probioscience.com, or rather pro-bioscience.com. And then there's some phone numbers too, I guess. If you just want to go look at the website, these are just small pocket size hand sanitizers you spray mm-hmm. onto your hands or onto your grocery cart, or heck, I'd spray it in the air if somebody were around me coughing,
right,
I suppose.
Right. Or on your
uses.
On your bags as you're going to the grocery store, or after, on even your products, I'm guessing, when you purchase them. Some have said, and you know the thing I noticed yesterday, Dawn, when I was going to the store, in fact, I went to a couple secondhand stores, and they had little tables out in front of the cashiers, like they had like a church table. Like you had to throw your stuff up on the counter. You were so far away. But the little debit card machine, mm-hmm. no one was wiping that off.
Oh, I know. Every time I touch a button on a phone or something, mm-hmm. Somebody else's, phone or at a grocery store, I think, well, and then I give my card to the gas station guy.
Right.
And I think, how many hands is that hand touching, and
exactly.
how many cards from how many people? And so little hand sanitizer is always, and I'm in a high-risk group. I mean, mm-hmm. I have diabetes and low immune system and what's the other one? High blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Yeah, so I'm like this triple threat, and honestly, I can't let my life just sit around doing nothing. So I'm excited
right.
about the opportunity to have something that's going to help out everyone.
The other benefit that I noticed from this product, which I'm looking forward to getting some and utilizing myself, is that it's when we're washing our hands so much that they tend to dry out. And that's the other side of this, is that it allows your hands not only to be sanitized, but it also gives the moisture that it needs in your
right,
hands.
Right, because it's got the hemp and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so there's some benefit. So again, what's the website that they could order their own hand sanitizer made? made right here in Salem, Oregon.
And all the other products are on there, too. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at it. It's pro-bioscience.com. And so bioscience is one word, mm-hmm. bioscience.com, pro-bioscience. And the phone number, let me give that a couple times.
Okay.
If you're not computer friendly and you just mm-hmm. want to, you know, call in and say, what do you have to help me with your CBD products that may help with strengthen an immune system and all mm-hmm. those kind of things. The phone number is 503-877-9859. And that's 877-9859. We'll probably do this a few times during the program just so that you can really get help if you want help. And we'll be adding more products that help with this whole crisis. I guess it's a crisis.
Well, and as you had said, you know, when there's crisis, there's also opportunity. And what I see this community, I'm so impressed. Dawn, I've been back now a little over 2 months, and I see people rolling up their sleeves and really going that next mile and helping one another out. Even though there's social distancing, people are looking for ways to check on their neighbors, make sure that their people are taken care of. And one suggestion, just like the Salem Eats list, where they have all the takeouts and where you can have delivery of food, someone suggested putting together a list of who is doing church services mm-hmm. online and where people can go for resources on that. And I don't know, I see some work on that, but I don't know where that is at. But if you have a service that you attend that has ability to go online, let us know. We'd like to help put some information resources like that together and be that place of resource and information.
Yeah, and I think in addition to that, if you have a business that you're still able to do your business, maybe you operate out of your home or you have your own little shop and you can't have your shop open, but you can go do a house call or something like that, just like Jeff suggested
right.
this morning. I thought, well, that's brilliant.
Yes.
We don't have to have the whole economy shut down. We just have to wipe things down and be careful and take care of those who are more vulnerable. And
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, if you do have something you want people to know about, I thought, how is everybody going to know these restaurants that are open? These guys should be advertising on the radio.
Yes.
So that people know who's open and who's sponsoring the radio.
Exactly.
And, you know, even the radio has to pay its bills.
Exactly.
And there are so many businesses that even when there's a government bailout, most small businesses are just in trouble,
well, and
no
there,
matter what.
And there are some links now, I notice, on the Oregon website for small businesses to, if you're harmed, if you're a restaurant, you have some information that you need. Certainly Oregon.gov, they have some resource links there. But my understanding, even those that have tried to get information about unemployment, you know, several folks have been just flat out laid off. It's been difficult to even mitigate through that. So we'll keep you up to date. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Find us online. Listen to us streaming online at kslm.news. Good morning, Salem. It's Monday, March 23rd. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear how you're keeping the time busy at home, staying safe, right? Is that kind of the new mantra that they are telling us to be home and stay ahead of this curve? I heard some folks talking about that they think about April 11th is when it's going to peak potentially in our area. And so the more that we can do our part to stay safe is really pretty important. And, you know, the thing that we were talking about, Dawn, before or during the break is, you know, all these folks that are home with their kids that are used to having very busy lives. You know, I think of the soccer moms who are running three kids three different directions or more, you know, and school and work. She's working. She's got after school activities in, you know, dance and maybe taekwondo, to all of a sudden that's completely shut down and everybody's home. This is quite a challenge when we're in a culture we're not so used to being homebound necessarily, or recreating, figuring out ways to keep kids busy and necessarily not even on electronics or in front of a television. You had a great idea to look up some ideas what to do at home. What did you come up with?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question first. Do you know, are the city parks closed or not? Or
my understanding at this point that parks are open. People can still go to the local parks. They're discouraging going to the state parks. Bush Park yesterday, as I drove around, lots of people walking their dogs, and it seemed like people weren't congregating, that there was distance. Also, the Riverfront Park, there were people walking. Of course, yesterday was nice and sunny. Now, with the weather, this week, it's going to be a little different. And when we were at Silver Parks last week, the gal said it's coming down the line that they're going to shut down the state parks. And so it doesn't give a lot of outdoor options necessarily for kids. So, I know parents are scrambling. One of the things that I saw as a meme on social media was really interesting is that God doesn't like that we're not getting along, so he sent us all to our room.
Well, that he
I thought did. That was a perspective too.
And we may stay there for a little while. I just don't know that how long that we can really continue on without some kind of an idea of what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this after this week, we've had our 2 weeks that the president requested, and we've been in our room a long time. Now tell us what we need to do to get out of our room.
Right.
Give us a timeline how we can do it, because especially in Oregon, but probably every place in the United States, we're a pretty independent bunch.
Yes.
And we are likely not to be able to comply forever. We don't want to be rebellious, but at the same time, we don't want to see our freedoms and liberties slip away either.
And that's been my concern throughout all of this, is that at what point is that overreach, government overreach, our liberties, when we're just kind of rolling over and giving our liberties away without question, which we all know from 9/11 in the safety, we saw things happen in the idea of community safety or country safety. We lost some liberties through that process. And I watched a very interesting interview of a governor from the state that I used to live in South Dakota, who's a very strong, liberty-minded gal. And the media kept wondering why she hadn't shut down, why she hadn't done a government mandate to absolutely go home. And she kept saying it's the local control, it's your local mayor, it's your local council, that needs to make those kinds of decisions. And it's a struggle, I think, for our governors, for our city officials, trying to figure out what's the best thing. And yet the reality is we are individuals. We do live in America. We are America strong and Salem strong. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, all throughout town, you'll see on billboards a lot of restaurants that are closed. It'll say Salem strong. And one restaurant that I checked in, a friend of mine who has a restaurant that's closed, a bar and grill, she said, "We're resilient. We'll get through this." And so we'd like to know how you're getting through that. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd like to talk to you this morning. You can give us a call at 503-589-1220. Tell us how you're getting through this time with your family. Give us some ideas of what to do with kids or grandkids. Sometimes grandparents are watching kids at this time. What other ideas?
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. What other ideas can we give parents?
Well, some of the things you can do is... if you have kids, this might be a terrible idea, but if they have instruments,
right,
help them practice their instruments.
Oh.
Or maybe if you're an older person, or you're retired, or you're home from your office, and you used to play an instrument before when you were in high school or college or something, pull out that little guitar, start writing a song, express yourself a little bit, because we get so caught up in life. This is such an opportunity for us to really... flourish in the other side of us that we've had to keep bottled up all the time.
That creative side of us. I was thinking about getting around to it. We all have that honey-do list or things, like you said, outdoors or adding on to the house or painting a room or, things that you haven't had time to do. This might be an opportunity to do those things.
So Mother's Day is coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you... instead of just waiting and buying a card or something, you actually make something for mom, even if you're an adult.
Right.
Or you have the kids at home start making Mother's Day stuff.
Oh,
because
that's
they
a
usually
great idea.
Do that at school, right?
Right, right.
So dads, get busy with the kids and do something for mom. You might also want to have each one of the kids write a poem to describe their mom. How fun would that be?
That would be great.
That takes care of the homeschool thing and gets their mind working in a different area that they haven't thought of before.
I think that's a great idea. And or how about all the elderly folks that can't get out and no one can go see them? How about writing cards? Kids could write cards to them, you know, as well, and notes and expressions. I have a friend on Facebook who's traveled all over the world. She has like 150 postcards from all over the world. She says, "Who wants a postcard? I'm home anyway. I'll send you a postcard. Send me your address." So those certainly are good.
Man, that would be a great, if you're an organizer and you would like to take on a project like that. I know that people that are stuck in old folks' homes. Okay, I can say old folks' home because I'm an old folk, okay?
So a mature folks' home.
Yes. If you know people that are in quarantine, why not get cards going? I mean, how fun would that be if they got these little flowery cards?
I think we might be onto something. We might have our own project we'll launch.
That's right.
I love that idea. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Listen live at kslm.news. Stacy and Dawn hanging out with you on this Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. It's Monday, March 23rd. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to have you along on this Monday morning. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Listen online at kslm.news. News you can use. And we continue to talk about the coronavirus and how it's affecting our day-to-day life. And I'm so thankful, Dawn, that you are here in the studio with me today.
Can I greet some other communities? Because
yes.
I know we say Salem, but our listener audience goes all the way up to Mill City on the east and all the way over to Dallas on the west.
Yes.
And so we've got
in
Dallas,
Turner,
Independence, Monmouth, Silverton,
Woodburn,
Brooks,
yes,
clear over to McMinnville. And so I want to greet all of you in the whole valley. And I know that some of us who live out of the Salem area a little bit might be a little bit cantankerous when we only get greeted to, we're not all Salemites.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. That, I love that. You know, and we even have some South Dakotans and some Arkansans that are listening to online. And
that's
so
awesome.
Greetings to all of you listening on this fine Monday morning. And, you know, it's so easy, Dawn, with all of the news that we're getting and just getting hit from all different areas. Sometimes it feels like the news updates are coming every minute. It's just maybe more discouraging words. And we give our attention to these events that seem to be out of our control. It's easy to lose sight that we have the power that we still have. We can choose to respond to our circumstances, and in what way we respond to them really makes a difference. It's very, very important in the middle of all of this that we choose how we're going to treat each other. And I've seen it a little bit out and about. I haven't been out a lot, but I've seen just people seem to be real tense and real short with each other. And I think it's important that I have this thing called grace and space. I've had it for many years. Give people grace and space. Literally, we're giving them grace and space right now, and really looking for ways to even just smile. You know, we don't know what the businessman that has, as you shared with me, you know, the burden of, you know, his whole portfolio of business has completely changed, where you think you're secure, you think you know where you're going, and all of a sudden, there's nothing really that you know to count on. How do you speak to someone like that? What do you say to them, Dawn?
Well, in particular, you know, that's the situation with my dad, is that he's worked for 60-plus years to build shopping centers and have tenants and get to a place where he can be secure. And yet, during this time, probably 75 or 80% of his tenants are closed. So how can they pay their rent, and how can he pay his mortgages, and are the banks going to say, oh, you don't have to pay? Of course not. That's not the way it works. The government wants to give, well, we're going to give you tax credits down the road. Well, tax credits don't solve
immediate
cash
issue.
Flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Immediate yeah. issue.
And so, you know, I don't look for a lot of great things to come out of this legislation, maybe to help individuals be able to, you know, buy more toilet paper or something and some food and some essentials.
Mm-hmm.
But so what I would say is that we should always be looking at what our real destiny is. Is our destiny to make money? Is that our purpose in life? Or is it to help people and to serve in different ways? There's always a bright side on the, the silver lining on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's up to us to find out what that is for us in every situation. Where our lives previously may have been focused on our jobs and all that kind of thing. It may change. God may have a whole different plan for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be open to not being stuck on our track all the time, because there are so many more tracks that run parallel that we may be jumping over to.
And I do think that there's some beauty, and we can get so overwhelmed at looking in our own situation when we start looking outward and looking for ways to help another, a neighbor, a brother, someone in the family. It does alleviate, seems to lift us all up. Wouldn't you agree, when we can
absolutely
roll up
and
our sleeves?
It's one of the things that we haven't been good at is teaching, I don't know, some people have, I'm sure, teaching volunteerism to our kids. There may not be much that they can do right now because everyone's confined, more mm-hmm. or less. But I'm not of the computer generation. There may be something that you can do to encourage people online
mm-hmm.
and to help people online
mm-hmm.
until the first time period is lifted and, mm-hmm. and you can get back out in the community again. So, you know, I would look to see how to help other people.
Right.
Call your church and say, hey, maybe I can deliver some meals or,
right.
or, we talked about the card.
Yes, the
making
card
the card
idea.
Thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Where we can do, maybe there's some ways that you're at home, your kids, you can make cards and we can distribute them to homebound seniors in nursing homes over Mother's Day, perhaps. You know, if you brought them into the radio station, we could make sure that they got delivered. I think that's a great idea. Or you have loved ones, or maybe you have a loved one that's in a senior center, maybe making all the gals a Mother's Day card, you know. There's lots of things that we can do. One of the things, Dawn, you talked about the computer generation and online that I've seen as vulnerable, that some of those that aren't as savvy online and get emails, you hear about these email scams and attempts. There are people trying to take advantage of this time too, and we want to be alerted that there are scams and people sending emails and phishing emails wanting your private information and phone calls
mm-hmm.
and things related to the virus, that you be on heightened awareness and be guarded, because the FBI has warned Oregonians of scams that are already taking place, wanting charitable contributions, promising financial relief, and they're not authentic, they're not from the government, and they're gathering your information. So please be aware of that. Also, fake test kits, you know, that come in the mail, things like that. So you want to be on guard for that and do things that are legit through your doctors, through people that you know.
Your church. Even the radio station. If you have questions, we can generally get down to the truth for you if
mm-hmm.
you don't have a way to do that. So
yes, and I am excited about this CBD oil that's a hand sanitizer. Tell me again a little bit more about that and what it does. It's a little spray hand sanitizer, real economical, easy to carry with you. Tell me a little bit more.
I think it's $6 or two for 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just convenient. It fits in your purse or your pocket
mm-hmm.
for guys. And or if you're a lady wearing pants, you can put it in your pocket.
There you go.
And every place you are, you can be pretty safe because you can just spray your hands, spray your doorknob. Honestly, I like when I open doors at restrooms or at the store, even the store doors, unless they have automatic doors, you're touching a handle.
Right.
You're touching your car door. How do you know that somebody? I mean, there was a report of teenage kids that thought they were being funny.
Mm-hmm.
They had the virus and they were going around coughing and making videos of themselves coughing on the produce at the store.
Mm.
You know, so even they're obviously not thinking.
Right.
And don't understand the seriousness of the situation to somebody that might, you know, I'm 60-something.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that everything's sanitized all the time. Well, you can, with your produce, make sure you always wash it.
Right.
But when you go up to a door handle, and even after the quarantine's over, there are going to be people out there, just like the flu, that can be really bad for you. So you want to sanitize everything that you can, and it's just a couple sprays of this disinfectant, I guess.
Yeah, and we can. There's a phone number where you can call and order, and also go to the website, and it's pro-bioscience. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yep. Okay. pro-bioscience.com. So it's P-R-O and then just the dash is not spelled out. It's just a line. Then bioscience, bioscience.com. And the phone number is 503-877-9859. One of the things that I've used the CBD products for is to help boost my immunity system again, mm-hmm. because it's really good at that. It's an anti-inflammatory, which helps with arthritis and pains, aches and pains as you get older. Do you have aches and pains?
You know, yes. But, you know, actually, since I've moved to Oregon and we've changed our diet over the last 2 months, eating more nutritionally and things, it has diminished. So I know that what you consume and anti-inflammatory diet and the CBD oil, where I come from, there's not a lot of awareness of CBD oil. So I'm glad to hear about this. It's different than, I think there's a lot of confusion, maybe not so much in Oregon, but where I was from living previously, there's a lot of confusion that they think somehow you can get high off of that.
Yeah,
but you can't.
It's
medicinal.
Like
yes.
Absolutely.
And I have a cousin who had a accident several years ago, and he's been a pro CBD guy for a long time, who now is so thankful so many people are producing it, because he didn't want to have to smoke to get the effects, and not, you know, mm-hmm. he was having to illegally to get the calming and the anti-inflammatory effects because of him being paralyzed. And so he's very thankful for CBD.
So something else you might enjoy is we're actually developing bath bombs.
Oh.
You put the bath salts mm-hmm. in the water, and they're telling me about one they're developing. You fill the whole tub up, and then you put the stuff in, and it's like a little bubbly that happens.
Oh, like a spa.
Like a spa in your own tub.
In your own home while you're quarantined.
You'll always have to check back on that. Ooh, that is probably a really good thing. Treat yourself to do your own nails
or
have
own spa.
A close friend that you know
exactly.
is okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's some really providential things going on with CBD oil and how it's getting back to natural and opportunity for people to stay healthy, build their immune system, and certainly the sanitizer is a great idea at this time. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of shifting gears a little bit. I know you've held elected positions, and you have served in positions of authority, in a sense, or leadership within county party. When we get into this next break, Don, I want to talk a little bit about the election process and why it's important, especially going through times like we're going through right now, why it's important we really evaluate who we choose for our elected leaders.
You know, I love politics.
All right. We'll get to it. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Stacy and Ann and Don hanging out this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning, Salem. A little bit cooler today. Showers expected today. Temperature may hit 50 degrees. We'll see. Overnight low, about 41. Looks like showers in the next couple days. So a little shift from last week. It was so nice, Dawn, to have the sunshine and the nice weather. What a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the beauty of the area. And we took a motorcycle ride and had a chance to see the cherry blossoms. If you haven't had a chance to drive by the Capitol right now, all the cherry blossoms, it's absolutely, hopefully I can get a picture and share with my friends that don't live in the area. There's nothing like it. I know in D.C. it looks like that too, because they have cherry blossoms as well. But, you know, when you talk about the Capitol and we talk about being strategically placed right here in Salem, Oregon, we talk about what's coming up in the elections. And, you know, I think about where we're at today here in Salem. We have a vote coming up. We have a primary coming up May 19th. And in Oregon, you vote by mail, right? And so you have to get registered to vote and you have to be ready for the primary. And as of right now, there has been no cancellation of the primary or move date on the primary. It's still in play. And so I wanted to visit with you a little bit, having been an elected official and you've been in places of leadership within the party, the Republican Party. Talk to me a little bit about why it's so important to engage in the process.
I'll just use Salem area as an example. When I was in my teens, college age, the city was pretty much run by a bunch of business guys. Mm-hmm. And so there was always prosperity in Salem, and there was always enough tax base. And I think after that generation, the World War II generation kind of retired and went on, there weren't enough people my age to be involved because we were trying to have families and and make a living. And so planning for the future didn't happen as much as it should have. And now it's even become worse. I have a 40-year-old son and he's got four kids. He's got to work full time. He's exhausted when he gets home. He'd be a great person to be on a city council. I think he's on a private school board or something, but he'd be a great guy to be involved in the community, but you just don't have time. And so what we've done is, because our previous generations didn't make provision necessarily like a farm team like you have in baseball,
right?
We basically gave up the field to the opposition. Yeah. And that's what we've done in Salem now.
Okay.
Is that we have some very for the most part, a majority, a very liberal council and mayor. And we've certainly done that in Oregon. You can see it in the Oregon legislature with Queen Kate and Peter Courtney, who should have retired many years ago. We have not planted into the future of those of us who are free enterprise, conservative, oriented people who believe in the Constitution and in common sense.
Right.
And so how desperate do you have to get before you do something about it?
Right.
And so that's the challenge right now, is to get people to get registered to vote, to get involved, and not only just to register to vote, but talk to your friends about why you believe what you believe.
Exactly. And
change their minds. That's how it used to be, is that you would have debates on the public square.
Right. And the very two things that they say, oh, don't talk about, politics and religion, are the very things we should be talking about.
Yes.
We should be reasoning together and getting an understanding of why we're coming to the view that we're coming to. And just a reminder to our listeners, if you had a chance to listen last week, we had leadership Dina from the Leadership Institute on, and they're doing free, because of everybody being homebound, they're doing free online classes on how to train up, how to maybe do a campaign, how to a lot of different topics, how to get involved. And we really want to encourage you to get involved. And for those of you out there, and I understand it, I get it, because I've been in that place where you're a non-affiliated voter, I really want to challenge you to pull up each of the platform, the Democrat and the Republican platform, and see where your values line up. Really do. And you'll be surprised that you'll probably be more conservative and more Republican than you even ever imagined. But we need people to get engaged in the process. We really do.
Yeah, I have my kids, because all my kids have been raised right, pretty much. They do that with their friends, too, and they'll ask a list of questions. What do you think about this and this and this and this and this and this? And they'll say, this is what Republicans believe, this is what Democrats believe.
Mm-hmm.
And without a lot of confrontation, they can let their friends make a decision and see what the truth is.
Right.
And it's not that hard to do.
Right. It is interesting when we actually start looking at why we believe what we believe and line it up with the people that are out there, you know, the right candidates. We can actually call forth candidates and train them and get behind them and help them campaign. And there's some amazing things going on. Even in the Jervis Woodburn area, with some gals that are standing up, Anna, I think of Anna, and she's standing up and running a campaign, and she's never done anything like this, but she was frustrated at the school system and frustrated at how the schools are, in a sense, training kids up in not valuable things that line up with our values, you know, not the writing and reading and arithmetic type stuff, the basic foundational things that kids need. And so we encourage you, we implore you to get involved, look these things up, get registered, find a way to have your voice be heard.
Well, and we need to challenge these government officials and the, I don't know, I hate to categorize, you know, the liberals, the progressives, whatever you want to call them. We need to challenge those who don't have a Judeo-Christian outlook on life, that their way of thinking is very perverse. I mean, really, it doesn't build society. It tears down society. Mm-hmm. And it, sure, if you want to go to a Marxist-Leninist background and move towards that kind of system, then you can think that way. But if you are freedom-oriented and you are liberty-minded and you are self-reliant, then there's only one way for you to vote.
Right. That's exactly true.
And if we don't challenge them, and we've given ground over so much, it's diversity. I mean, they've been experts at framing their argument, mm-hmm. and we haven't.
Their talking points have been the same, and then the media grabs onto them, and then these young kids that are in college are grabbing onto them, and it's the same thing. There's no depth to them. They're just talking points, and we've got to get real strong in our message as well. And so we'd love to have you get involved and love to hear back from you, to hear how you're changed by what's going on currently. What's the best way what would you recommend their first action step to getting involved in the process?
Get your own kids interested first. And always, if you needed some place to volunteer to help out in the political realm, or you want to get involved yourself, you can start with the station or start with the local Republican Party. Don't forget to send in those Mother's Day cards so we can get them to the folks at the...
We'd love to have your Mother's Day card and to distribute them out to moms. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. It's been fun hanging out with you, Dawn, today. Thank you. Have a fantastic Monday. And remember, my friend, you're an overcomer. Over, around, under, through. We can do this. Have a great day.